This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The third hour of the program. As always, you're invited to join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio here tonight, you've got me, Ian.
And Johnson.
And Will.
And Skype in at Skype username lrn.fm if you want to join us and bring up whatever you want. Also, toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Johnson, we're moving on from cryptocurrency here tonight, though, of course, if you wanted to call in about that, you're certainly always welcome to call in about anything you want to discuss. But, Johnson, you had a story to go back to the American dream of the 1970s?
That's right. The lesson in critical thinking here about the American dream, essentially.
Yeah, tell me about that. Where's it coming from?
So it's coming from MarthaRush.org. I found it on some sort of a libertarian issue, either Reddit or you know, some news sharing site, I think. It might have been. Also, I might have found it on somebody's Facebook. I have no idea.
Okay,
I just thought it was interesting.
It.
Yeah. And I'm friends with a lot of like-minded people.
Got it.
So this article starts out with a picture of this person's parents' home circa 1979, which is actually interesting because it looks remarkably like what my house looked like when I was a child as well. So, the question it asks right up front is, are Americans' lives getting worse, or does it just seem that way? One of our core responsibilities as high school teachers is to help our students develop critical thinking skills, to learn to question assumptions and challenge common sense. It's something that we humans are bad at, as a rule, for all sorts of complex psychological reasons. We're much too easily influenced by what other people say, and we tend to seek information that supports our biases. Still, we can and must do better. As teachers, we need to incorporate critical thinking into all of our lessons. I'm presuming here that this Martha Rush site is probably dedicated to, you know, articles about helpful things for teachers. What got me thinking about this challenge this week was a quote in the New York Times story. In a New York Times story, the mayor of Oshkosh, Wisconsin, stated what many believe to be true about our economy today. People are working similar jobs to what their parents did, but are not able to maintain the same lifestyle. This is taken as a given in our political discourse, that our standard of living has fallen from our parents' generation. It's practically part of our national mythology. It wasn't questioned in the article. But has our standard of living really fallen?
It's an interesting question.
Every year I explain to my econ students what life was really like for my family in the 1970s and for typical American families in the 1950s. But it would be interesting to take that lesson one step further. This year I'm going to have them calculate, what would it cost to replicate my parents', or better yet, their grandparents', standard of living today? Do today's household really need to work two jobs to do it? Let's start with a few basic facts, facts we seem to have collectively forgotten. When my dad was my age, 50, and this is again from the perspective of the author, it was 1979. Here are a few things you might remember about that time if you grew up in a similarly middle-class, college-educated family in the 1970s. Let's take off the rose-colored glasses. We had no computer or internet. We had no video game system. We had no stereo system, just a simple record player. We had no cell phones. We had one house phone with no fancy features, like a call waiting. We had one TV, but no cable and no fancy surround sound. We had no central air conditioning. We had no microwave. We had one car, a late model Chevy Impala with broken air conditioning. Our house, which seemed large at the time, was 1,900 square feet.
Okay.
My brother and I played rec league sports. We had no traveling teams. We ate basic 70s meals, meaning no fancy produce, never heard of kiwi or cilantro, and usually ground beef or chicken, not steak or fish. I didn't know you could buy spinach fresh, and organics? Forget it. We rarely ate out, even at McDonald's, and it was a big deal when we did. We only used long distance to call our grandparents. We went to the mall once a year to buy a handful of new clothes, and the rest of my clothes were hand-me-downs and no designer stuff. Our vacations were once a year, always by car, and usually to a rented cabin on a lake. We thought we were living large when we got a color TV and a dishwasher.
Right.
So what would it cost to live at my grandparents' standard of living now? I ran the calculations based on buying their house at its current market value, about $500,000, with 20% down, buying a new Chevy Impala, and budgeting $800 a month for groceries for a family of four. And yes, I included property taxes, heating bills, and basic health insurance. My best estimate, it would require a pre-tax income of around $60,000 a year. Yes, despite the huge increase in housing costs, $60,000 a year. That's just $1,000 more than the household median income in this country, meaning the typical American household could probably afford my parents' 1970s lifestyle, and they could afford it on much less in Oshkosh, Wisconsin, where you can buy a 1,900-square-foot house for about $70,000.
Okay.
So why are we so convinced that our standard of living has fallen? I think it's because we are simply incapable of making these kinds of comparisons on a casual basis. We can't fathom what it would be like to live without the conveniences and extravagances we have today. No cable TV, no cell phone. Are you asking us to go back to the Dark Ages? If we were to have an honest dialogue about our economic problems and potential solutions, we need to acknowledge that the typical American standard of living has improved dramatically, at least in terms of the stuff compared to our parents' generation.
Well, that much is true. Mm-hmm. A lot of the things that was it who wrote this?
Yes.
The stuff the article mentions is technology, right? They talk about TVs, they talk about phones, they talk about computers, and this particular area has had a tremendous increase in effectiveness, efficiency, lowering costs, increasing the power and the ability to use these devices, increasing their proliferation across the United States. So there's no doubt that technology is far better today than it was in the 1970s. But the costs of living have more to do than just, what kind of phone you have or what technology that you have access to. And I think the suggestion when people say that their standard of living is different or worse today, I think they're kind of looking at overall, the idea that the amount of money they're making doesn't keep up with inflation, for instance.
Right.
And so, the government keeps printing money, but the wages that people take home do not rise equal to the inflation. And so they tend to fall behind, which means that over time, even if you're making the same amount or even slightly more, you may not be able to buy as much, even though the phone you buy is better than it was 10 years mm-hmm. ago.
Well, like, a simple thing I would say would be, like, work boots, okay? I've lived in a family where work boots were a normal thing to buy since I was a little bitty boy.
Yeah.
The wages in my family have never really gone in a northern fashion. The factories that my grandfather worked at are all shut down. But, like, the mechanic work that my other grandfather used to do is still paying about the same wage that it did in the 80s.
That's
to
bad.
Work for Toyota.
Yeah.
It's maybe gone up 10%, but a price of the Red Wing work boots that he wore has gone from $49 to $69
right.
when he was buying them to $150 to $200 plus
okay. wow.
today. So the costs have risen by 2 to 3 times what they were in that 20-year stretch, whereas the income level for most jobs on the lower end of the spectrum, at least the economic spectrum, those wages have stagnated.
Right.
Minimum wage when I was 14 years old was $5.50 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
30 years later, it's $2 more.
I think the point, though, that
everything costs more.
I think the point that this article makes is that, maybe And I don't know if this is true of the boots, but I mean of a lot of things. Like, for example, maybe the new Red Wing boots have like a certain type of safety toe that's a composite or something like that.
Kind steel of thing. Toe or steel toe?
Think about it from this perspective. First of all, Will, not everything's more expensive. Some things got cheaper. Right. Like technology gets cheaper for what you're paying for it. Certain manufacturing processes get better, but there's only so many people that need work boots. Whereas with phones, everybody supposedly feels like they need a phone. So there's more development, there's more money going into that, more cost being reduced, more
I got my Blink home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get three Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL.
Thinking about getting into cryptocurrency? It's time you looked into Dash. Dash is digital money that you can use to send instant and private payments anywhere for pennies. Dash offers a decentralized network where miners are rewarded for keeping it strong and safe. Dash has made a huge impact in the crypto world. Start your journey. Check out Dash.org for more information. And get in now on the future of cryptocurrency. Dash.org.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. Download the Bitcoin.com wallet for easy and secure access to your Bitcoin Cash. It's perfect for beginners, and the Bitcoin.com wallet makes using and holding Bitcoins easy. No logins are required. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Like freedom. It's 855 450-370-3733. We've got Skype as well. Skype username lrn.fm. With you in studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Will.
As we continue here, you can, of course, bring up anything that you want. We're talking about the standard of living. Is it lower today than it was in the 1970s? The argument from the article you're sharing, Johnson, thus far at least, is that it's actually higher because technology. But aren't they leaving out some other important things? I mean, if we look at the technology, there's no doubt it's way better and cheaper than it ever has been.
I don't know that the argument is necessarily that they're saying that it's higher. I just think that they're saying that you could potentially do that same exact style of living on the, you know, like the argument nowadays is that you can't live on, you know, the... You can't live on a, you know,
a single
medium,
person's
median.
Basically, what they're saying is that you can't live the same way that on a median income from the 70s in today. And his argument is that that's true if you live like we live, and if you live like it's the 1970s.
Right.
Yes. They're saying you can live for a decent price today like they did in the 1970s.
As long as you live like it's the 1970s. So you, as long as you don't take part in any of the technological advances that make it the 2012,
right, right.
2025.
So that would put you behind the ball to some extent, then, right?
Yes. Basically, if you live like if you go buy a rotary phone and you don't have an answering machine, and you get MCI if you can find them anymore, and you get like a regular old school long distance, no cell phones, no computers, no video game, no nothing like that. You just give up. You become a what do they call them? Anarcho-primitivist.
Right, right.
If you become a primitivist, then you can live like our parents did in the 70s. You can have a comfortable middle-class income on $60,000, right, so long as you give up everything that makes it the modern day.
And the funny thing is too, that I think the article made an error because there's a star right at the end of the article that says the article originally stated that $60,000 was the individual median income. It is actually the household median income. So the median income now is actually $60,000 for a household. So it still would require a two-person income to live that way.
The 70s. Right. Okay, so she's... Okay. Well, also, do want to let you know about Bitcoin.com. So if you are new to cryptocurrency, you heard us talking about it earlier here tonight, and you want to learn the basics, just get over to Bitcoin.com. They've got some really good introductory information there, plus an excellent news site to keep you in the loop about cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin. Go to news.bitcoin.com to find the news site, and then there's a bunch of other aspects to Bitcoin.com. So just go there, learn more, and check it out. You're reading from a teacher's blog, and she is writing about the 1970s, comparing the life then and the costs then to the costs now. Do continue.
So, I mean, we're basically at the end of this article. She says, I think this is she, if we're going to have an honest dialogue about our economic problems and potential solutions, we need to acknowledge that the typical American standard of living has improved dramatically, at least in terms of stuff.
That's
compared
true.
To our parents' generation, it's our expectations that have changed. We'll be doing our students a service if we help them to learn that these kinds of questions and to seek supporting facts for themselves rather than just accepting what the people assume to be true. Hopefully they'll find it interesting too. And that's basically it. I mean,
so she is arguing that on the basis of stuff,
yeah,
the standard of living is higher, meaning more choices, as she pointed out, mm-hmm, in the food that we can purchase. More choices in the technology that we right. have access to, the entertainment right. that we have.
I mean, I definitely remember the early 80s, so I definitely remember, you know, growing up at a time when, you know,
played music videos.
Yeah. When, you know, and when arcades were just starting to become a thing.
Arcades
yeah.
were awesome.
You know,
yep.
like,
and now they're gone.
Yeah, exactly.
Mostly. There's like these big arcades. Didn't you go to one recently? Is that in New York City?
I went to a Dave and Buster's.
Yeah, and that's like an adult arcade,
yeah.
right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Where they serve alcohol.
Yeah, that's right.
And the games are like...
They do it on a card. It's like a card thing. So you're buying like your tokens or whatever. Like not mm-hmm. really, they're not physical tokens.
So you swipe a card?
Yeah, it's all on the card now. No more tokens.
And wow. points. What's actually kind of cool is the tickets. You know how you would win tickets? And you'd yeah. have those huge... things, right, the tickets or whatever. Well, the tickets go on the card, too.
Really?
So that's kind of
that I haven't seen.
Yeah, so that's actually
really cool. Is it still the chintzy toys that they give you? Or they, like...
No, actually, some of them were pretty cool. I mean, what I won and then promptly lost, and I was very disappointed with that, was after our one little day of play, was the world's smallest Rubik's Cube, which I kept in my pocket, and I was going to bring it to put it on my desk at work.
That is a chintzy toy.
I dropped it out. It was actually kind of cool.
It's a brand name.
It was a Rubik's Cube, working Rubik's Cube that was like... 1 inch by 1 inch, not even. I don't know. It was very cool.
Usually at these arcades, it's just like
cost like 9,000 tickets.
I mean, for what we didn't, for what we did, and like we were only there for like an hour.
Oh wow!
What'd you so spend that was like after
ten,
an
didn't
hour
you say you only spent like $10 on a card or something like that?
Yeah, something
give
like
me
that.
$5 and some ski ball, baby. I'll win you some tickets.
You would love the arcade out in Laconia.
Yeah.
There is this really...
Oh, yeah, because all 80s games.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. It's like a museum, basically, but you can play. Right. Like, you know, most museums, you can't touch anything.
The, what, the largest
where's
arcade
Laconia
in New
here?
England or something like that? Or
it's
it
a monster.
World?
I don't
where's
know.
Where's Laconia?
It's,
my kids are out of school, yo. Like, you're giving me ideas for stuff to go do.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It's on the east side of the state, so it's about an hour and a half.
Close to Manchester?
North.
Northeast of that. It's more like east of Concord. Anyway, it's called Fun Spot. I've been there one time, and my girlfriend and I at the time, we spent $20 and just got a load of tokens, and we were there for a couple few hours just playing games. We had more tokens than we really even wanted to play.
Oh, it'll set me back a bill because I've got five kids that want to play video games, and then I want to play too. But you know,
oh yeah, these are gonna take you back. All these games are gonna take you back, dude. There's games
that
got
some Burger Time, baby.
There's games there. I bet they've got that one too. There's games there that are older than me, right? Like they have working versions of like Pong that go back before 1980.
So I'm super excited.
All the Atari TSR 2600 games.
There's a new thing that has happened this year with these mini games that you can get at like, you know, big box stores that are like maybe 3 feet by a foot and a half, maybe, and just, you know, size wise, I don't really know what you would compare like something about this big to. You know,
what is it?
I don't know. So. They now have these miniature pool tables. Like, I don't know if there's table tennis, but the one my girlfriend got for us, so I haven't had the chance to test it out yet, but she got us this mini air hockey table that's like, you know, you unfold it or whatever, but it's tiny.
It's like it's got the little holes that blow air.
So it's like this tiny little air hockey table, and it looks like it's going to be really fun. I don't know. And they also had a mini pool table that's like, you know, again, like, you know, 3 feet by 2 feet or something like that, not even.
It's not for small children. It's like
it could be for small children. It could be for small children, but it is intended for use by anybody.
My older brother had one of the mini pool tables. It's about this big. It's just and it was the same thing. It was you could convert it into the hockey.
Right.
You're gonna have a blast. Yeah. You know? It is so much fun.
Yeah.
All right, more coming up here. If you want to talk technology, the standard of living, because I think there's more to say here.
Or if you want to nerd out with me and Johnson.
Yeah, we can talk arcades. We can talk arcades. I'm down with that. I think I have something related to gaming. Oh yeah, the new gaming is a disease thing. Gaming disorder article that just came out today. There's more coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma, your path to wellness begins here.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We flashed back to the 1970s and a story from Johnson and talking about the standard of living. Is it actually up or down? Well, it depends on how you look at it, I think, is really the answer to that question. Do you have access to more things now? Yes. Are many of those things cheaper than they were in the past? Yes, certainly when it comes to technology they are, but Will, you gave an example of work boots that are more expensive now.
Triple the cost than
they were in the past. And you gave another example of how the people who need those work boots are working in jobs where they don't really get paid much more than they did 20 years ago.
10% increase, maybe.
So there's a lot of ways where it's harder to live these days. Let's continue the discussion. You're welcome to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That also brought us into a discussion about arcades, just because we were talking about the past and, you know, things that we all lived through here. All of us are in our mid to late 30s on the show here tonight. So we grew up in the 1980s in the heyday of arcades. I was too young to really have any meaningful money to spend in arcades, but I sure did spend a lot of time watching people play in arcades at that time. And, of course, now we barely even have anything that resemble arcades anymore, although there are the fancy sort of adult arcades where alcohol is served. I remember going to one in Texas, like, I don't know, must have been like 20 years ago, even when arcades were still kind of around, that had one of these newer models where they, you know, it was clearly targeted at adults. They had like a DJ playing at the, you know, the arcade.
Cell phones killed the arcade, I think.
Why? Because you can play video games on them?
I get a video game right here, man. Any game I want.
Sure. I don't know if cell phones...
Home game systems were a little bit earlier than...
You had home game systems back then. You know, you could get Ataris,
not as good,
you could get Nintendos. True. Arcades were superior to the home Nintendo system.
And now the TVs and the speakers and all that stuff.
Yeah. Well, the first time I ever saw 3D gaming was at the arcade.
Right.
Virtual Fighter, baby.
Oh, yeah. That was a big one.
Virtual Fighter was awesome.
Yes.
So, Stefan, who had called in earlier here tonight, and actually sent a message confirming, he says FunSpot, the arcade I was talking about in New Hampshire, is the biggest in the nation.
Okay, in the nation. Really?
That's what he claims. I don't know if that's true, but... It is a multi-story arcade.
The claim.
It is more than one story.
So was the arcade that I went to in New York City. So.
Yeah, but how many games did they actually have?
A whole lot.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Okay. Well, I don't know. That's what he claims. I'm not making the same claim. I'm just telling you what he said.
Yeah, there are a lot. I would say that there are a lot of FunSpot, but I don't know if it's the largest. I mean,
I'd be surprised.
I've been to other arcades that are like very similar in size.
Yeah, I'd be surprised if it was the largest, but it's definitely a fun place to go if you love old arcade games.
I don't know if they're still there, but there used to be this huge arcade down on just below the boardwalk in Daytona Beach that we used to go to when we would go to Daytona all the time. It was a beautiful spot and it had like the punching bag.
Mm-hmm.
Thing and you know tons and tons of games. Skee-ball, that's my game right there.
My mom lives down in Delaware, and on Rehoboth Beach there's a series of arcades. There's a bunch of different like carnival kind of stuff and arcades as well, like several of them strung together. And I mean, if you put all that together, it would
That'd be more square footage.
Yeah, it would be huge.
Let's go to Joshua. He's calling on Skype. Joshua, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, you all right?
Yep, I'm here.
Hey, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, so the topic I'd like to bring up today is on cryptocurrency.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
It's about a brand new cryptocurrency that I think is going to swipe the floor with all the rest.
All right, let's hear it.
When it comes to adopt it. So it's called VBC coin, which stands for violence-backed currency.
So this is the government issuing this one. Is that what... What you're saying?
No. This is us. This is us.
Who's us?
And the
you
way
are
this
involved?
Works is yes.
Okay.
Yeah, so we're going to be putting this thing out here shortly, probably within the next couple months.
Uh-huh.
And the way it works is it's built on blockchain technology, but it has an infrastructure of 525,000 juggalos that will go through and enforce the use of the crypto if a business doesn't accept it.
Okay. All right. Juggalos. Well, they need work, so I guess that's good news.
What is a juggalo?
There's a million out there. We only got
25,000
on.
Let's explain what a juggalo is, because Johnson just made the point that probably people out there listening that don't know what this
is. Yeah, what is a juggalo? I don't know. I'm down with the clown.
A juggalo. A juggalo is a fan of the, I don't know if you can call them a band, but ICP, Insane Clown Posse.
What are magnets?
The juggalos are their followers, the people who are obsessed with listening to their music. They have been, I guess, categorized as a gang in certain jurisdictions by governments, for instance.
They were followed by the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security and labeled as a possible domestic terrorist
organization. Didn't they come out as Christians a couple of years ago?
Yes, they believe in miracles. They don't believe in questioning the wonder of nature.
Like, they had some of the most...
They sued the federal government, though, or the FBI.
And they lost that case recently,
right,
I think, over their gang affiliation.
Designation.
Designation, yeah. So that's who the juggalos are. Anyway, Joshua, go ahead with your pitch for this new coin where juggalos will enforce that people must accept it.
Yeah, so so we took some of the framework of Dash. So about 5% of all the transaction fees they go through will come back, and they'll be used to fund the juggalos that go through when someone won't accept the currency. So if you go to your local business, you're like, hey, I'd like to buy that hamburger using VBC, and they're like, well, we don't accept it here. You quietly, step away and say, okay. And then you go to the website, you punch it up, say, hey, Broadway Burger isn't the CBC.
Send in the juggalos.
We got five juggalos that come in and make them, you know, see differently.
Spray Faygo all over the place.
That's a great idea.
I mean, you know, it works the same way with the American currency. You know, if someplace won't accept it, then we'll just go in there and bomb them or whatever. But this is a little nicer. They're friendly clown faces.
Well, there you go. When is this currency going to be coming out?
You know, probably in the next couple months. We're still working on some bugs.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, make sure that we got a secure messaging forum for all the juggalos. And trying to get the other, you know, 475,000 on board so we have a full million.
Call
in every city.
Malenko state. Coin.
What's that?
Great Malenko. It's one of the clowns of the...
But then we...
That's a juggalo?
We might have to get some copyright stuff.
What about copyright? So what? I'm sorry.
Yeah, if we do Malenko coin, we might have to deal with some copyright infringement stuff.
So. I see.
But BBC, it's out there. Every government uses it, so we got it.
Well, that is adorable.
You don't think that they would back you? I mean, I know that computers do require, you know, some knowledge of electromagnetic fields and whatnot, so it might not work out very well if you, you know, we're looking for direct authorization by, you know, ICP themselves because they don't quite understand how magnets work. I don't know how the developers are going to feel about, you know, having to understand how all this stuff works.
You're referencing a song, an actual song by this group, ICP.
Yeah, Miracles.
In which they actually, one of the lines is, magnets, how do they work?
Yes.
Or something like that.
Yeah, it's about not believing in science and just accepting that things are work the way they do, and why do you need to understand any of that?
It's just about being stupid, basically. It's about, you know, accepting that you don't know anything and not wanting to learn anything about it.
Well, and
basically,
just, you know, nature has wonder, man. Why you got to question it?
So there you go.
The dumbest thing I've ever heard.
It's pretty dumb.
And I got...
You should see the lyrics.
I got one last question.
Yeah.
Will liberty-minded accept the juggalo currency of the BBC coin?
Better.
Yeah, maybe.
Or else...
I'll let you know.
Thanks for the call tonight, Joshua.
Come say that to my face.
I'm spitting words.
Liberty Minded, by the way, is where you can go to get the official Free Talk Live gear and other cool T-shirts and such. You can go to libertyminded.com. You're always coming out with new designs, too, Johnson.
That's right. Maybe I need to have
a juggalo.
Inspired design.
There you go. VV Coin or else. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Check out libertyminded.com. Not only can you pay with the old money, but you can also pay with a variety of cryptocurrencies. And again, that's libertyminded.com. There's more coming up. You can join us on the radio.
From the first letter of Captain Mark. History is full of flowery documents claiming to limit the power of the crown, but these poetic social contracts have been impotent to prevent the predation. Limited government is a lie they use to keep us submissive. The crown cannot be trusted to abide by its founding charters, nor its treaties, nor even its own rules. The essence of the crown is centralized violence, and I've had enough. That's why I raised my black banner. I am no revolutionary. My aim is not to reset the cycle of violence, but to break it. My aim is an evolved society, invisible to the crown. Not a new hierarchy, but decentralized networks with no central figure for the crown to target. If you want your servile life, keep it. But we will not submit to the crown's agenda. And when you are ready to stop being its beast of burden, ready for adventure and opportunity, join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at katiearmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing, only at catiarmor.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun. You'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! This is Free Talk Live. Mother's Room Man here in this episode. You may still join us, though. The phones are open, as always, at 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well, so please Skype on in here to join us. Skype username lrn.fm. And let's talk nutritional supplements for a moment. Over 60% of Americans take a nutritional supplement, and for good reason. Nutrient depletion of our soil, coupled with dependence on processed foods, has left most people deficient in essential nutrients. But where do you start? If you visit a naturopath, you'll likely be told a cheap vitamin mineral supplement doesn't cut it. You'll also need probiotics, enzymes, antioxidants, and other nutrients. And by the time it's all said and done, you're buying five bottles of product and spending $150 a month. If that's a situation you've experienced, then you need to know about Whole Food Multi-Complete. For 15 years, Whole Food Multi-Complete has been quietly providing what the big guys want, the perfect blend of supplements in a single product. They've taken the expense and complexity out of following a complete supplement program. Visit SimplifyMySupplements.com. You can learn more there. Use coupon code FTL and you'll get 10% off your order. SimplifyMySupplements.com. Again, coupon code 10%, satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. As we go to your calls and thoughts, Sarah is in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah.
Yes, I just want to mention that I helped put up 150 brand new bus shelters here in Albuquerque ever since I came to Albuquerque.
How did you help put up a bus shelter?
Well, you know, those bus shelters cost like $10,000 a piece, real metal frame ones. But I spoke up at the city council meetings about at least 50 times concerning our bus stick stop. All we get is a stick for a bus stop.
Yeah.
So,
basically, she went and lobbied for the state to pay for something, so that means she did it.
So you didn't actually, swing a hammer. You didn't swing a hammer or, carry a piece of metal or stick it in the ground or do any actual work. You just went and talked to some city council members?
Well, then I put the TV show about the buses, and I complained about the bus stops. We have no stops. All we get is a stick. And we sit there and have the sun beat on us and the rain fall on us. So it was actually actually was quite a bit of work at the city council meeting because they say let you sign up at 5, but they let you speak at 6:15 or 6:30 to make you.
So that's work to you is to sign a piece of paper and then wait around until you have 2 minutes to speak.
Well, you know what? That is pretty much a work because if you don't pay attention, you blow your chance. If they call you, you're in a bathroom. You don't pay attention. That's a lot of work, and it was work coming back.
That is a lot of work.
Phone.
Boy, oh boy, you are just slaving away out there for the good of the people.
You see who she's talking to as well. You know, like.
You mean you?
You as well. Like, that type of stuff is our lives. Like, we've been doing that as, like, a profession for the last decade.
Well, it's only a profession if you get paid for it.
Yeah, we don't get paid.
It's a hobby.
We get paid for it.
It's a hobby. It's an obsession. It's something that we do
because it's a labor of love.
Yeah. So wouldn't call it work.
How do you live? I mean, but your show, I mean, you have to pay mortgage. You live in a house. You have to buy food. Who pays for that, though?
We earn our keep. So
through other means.
Yeah. We don't earn anything by going and doing city council lobbying.
No.
That's not really work. That's just something you do because you care about, you know, an issue or whatever. But being on the radio is to some extent work. I mean, it's not like swinging a hammer, but it does have responsibilities and you do have to be in a place for a certain amount of time and you have to do a thing that if you fail at it, people aren't going to listen, so and then you're done with that particular. If nobody listens, then
you don't get paid.
You know, you don't get anything later on. Nobody wants to advertise with you, that kind of thing. So yeah, it's the advertising that brings in revenue into this radio program.
Well, the thing is I was out there because we have three new bus stations now. One on the west side, Westgate.
We don't need to know where the stations are. Nobody, you know, we don't live where you do. So, what was the point of your call tonight? Was it just to brag?
Ugh.
Well, the thing about it is that I did manage to accomplish certain things to putting in new bus shelters.
Well, get that lady an award.
Is it rude to yawn on the air? I don't mean fake yawning either.
I mean, me going down to speaking up at the council meeting over and over again, 50 times, and...
So this was a total backpatting call. This was, you were calling to talk about how great you were. You want us to recognize your efforts to provide shelter for the bus riders of Albuquerque and get you, you know, some kind of recognition for that. Congratulations, Sarah. You did it.
Well, what I'm saying is that, you know, we do volunteer work. You know, I know that you think it's worthless, but I think it's a great value. You know,
you didn't have to pay for it, so,
people.
Like, you got all these free bus shelters.
Hold on. And I don't mean hold cryptocurrency. I mean hold your phone, lady. You just said that we think that volunteer work is useless, and that's not true. I think that, what I feel, is going out and begging the government to spend somebody else's money on something that's my pet project or my pet issue, I think that is pointless. That is something that is unnecessary and unproductive and doesn't really contribute anything to society. Volunteer work, that's different. Volunteering your time for others or to say, I don't know, take your own money, your own time, and go fix a potholder on the street in front of your house. That kind of volunteer work, you know what? I think that provides a great service.
Absolutely.
But those aren't the same thing. They're in no way analogous to each other.
Thank you for the call tonight, Sarah. The toll-free number, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. So,
all those thieves out there are just volunteering their time, you know, taking money from people. They're just, you know, they're just going out for free.
It's hard work to stick a knife in somebody's back.
And no one is paying them until they take the money. Yeah. I mean, they just... it doesn't even make sense.
So, do we want to talk more about the standard of living? Was there more to say about that? Because it seems to me that while life is certainly comfortable these days, people have, you know, the
new amenities. There are new amenities that didn't exist then. You have central heat instead of a coal-burning stove. Big whoop. Who cares? that cost that you used to spend on coal or wood, the labor, the physical labor of cutting down wood, has now been transferred into, you know, $17 or $25 or $35 or $60 of your electric bill every, you know, if you live in areas where that's done.
Or oil heat.
Oil heat's just ridiculously expensive. So that's been transferred into other things. Oil heat. There's a classic example, man. In the 60s, oil heat would have cost you pennies on the dollar compared to what it does today.
Yeah. Is that right?
Absolutely, man. You would have been paying like 16 cents a gallon for your oil, not $2.50.
Yeah, but what about adjusting for inflation?
Still, man, like
that's the other thing.
Major difference.
Like your boots are more expensive today, but what about adjusting for inflation?
Well, the money is worthless.
That's the thing.
You know, that's what I was saying before we went to the break earlier in the show is, you know, if you took the value of the silver that was in $1.25, which in 1964 I think that was the minimum wage, was a buck and a half.
Yeah.
Or a buck and a quarter. If you took that dollar and a quarter worth of silver today,
that was also the last year that there were silver coins,
yes,
right?
Yes.
As like change the quarters and
if you took that silver today, it'd be worth more than $15.
Mm.
Five silver quarters is worth more than $15 today.
That's interesting.
So the minimum wage then is value wise is worth more than what they're begging for the minimum wage to be today.
Yeah, right. And the actual minimum wage is half of that.
Exactly.
$7.50 or whatever.
Exactly. And the cost of living has gone up astronomically, whereas the value of the money has gone down equally astronomically.
While, as you pointed out, some people are still getting paid just barely over what they would have made in the same position 20 years ago. And that's how you end up behind the ball, especially when people in society are sort of trained against saving. We were talking about savings on Sunday night on the show, because the money disincentivizes saving because the money gets worth less over time. You have an incentive to spend the money rather than save it. And so you have all these people who can barely get by, who also don't really have any significant savings to tap into in an emergency situation. Yeah. I mean, it is bad. And that's why you see people staying at home. That's why you see young people not moving out of their parents' house.
Yeah.
It's hard to afford. It's hard to get by. And then, of course, there's also the problem with these kids went to government schools, and that has just absolutely destroyed the workforce. I mean, I was talking with the folks over at Taco Place here in New Hampshire. They can't find people who want to come to work more than 20 hours a week.
Yeah.
They just can't find. The ones that come to work want to go home all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, it is crazy what they were telling me about the
employee.
You can't
find the jobs that used to exist so you could make a decent living without a high school or a college degree anymore either.
Out of time tonight. Join us tomorrow online. In the meantime, we'll see you at freetalklive.com. Don't forget to check out libertyminded.com for Johnson and the FTL gear.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part? Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines.
discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.